The Bible says that the end of the faith is what? Love out of a pure heart and faith unfeigned. Praise God. Faith unfeigned. And we know that by this same faith was the heavens and the earth framed, created. Everything you see in this world, this physical world, this world, there is a force behind it. And that is faith, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you'll be shocked that the will of God is to take you back to that pinnacle of creation where you can operate once more with that unfailing faith. For he says that to him that believes, all things are
possible.
He goes to another place and says that with God all things are possible, but with men it's not so.
Yeah,
so what does he say? Is he contradicting himself? It means that he's raising up into God.
Amen.
He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father
except by me.
Except by me.
What is the Father? How do we go to the Father? What does it mean to go to the Father? Can you see that he's speaking about a mystery here? He's not speaking about going somewhere in the sky and sitting down with one big man on a chair. When he says, I go to the Father, go to the Father, he's speaking about awakening into God. I told you that besides God, there is no one. He's all in all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Apostle John saw the redeemed of the Lord upon Mount Zion, the Bible says he saw them having the name of the Father on their forehead. You can't enter into the God's realm as a man. If you live as a man, you are in the transgression. You are living in a mistaken identity. And you will suffer many things.
Exactly.
Praise God. But to him that believes, now what are you believing? That I am the Son of God. That I came out of God. Hallelujah. When we don't recognize this mystery, we are out of alignment with the truth. I will suffer many things. Praise God. You must believe that I am He. I am He. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you do not believe that I am He, you will perish away and die off in your sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came to gather us into Him, unto Himself. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we can live a fulfilled life as sons of God. Praise God. Unfeigned faith. The Bible says that if you abide in my word and my word in you, if you abide in the vine, anything you ask, it shall be done for you. He's speaking about anything you want. He's speaking about all power. You see, when you get to that place, you don't sit there and start asking for millions of naira in your account. If you ask for $1 million in your account, it only shows that you are not attained to the high faith yet. Because you are looking for that money to secure you, to protect you. See, but when you have God, you see, Jesus Christ didn't have a thing. Jesus Christ did not have a bank account. You see, but when he needed the tax money, he told them to go to the mouth of the fish and pick it up. Let me do the work of my Father. Don't harass me with your problems, with your petty human problems. Hallelujah. That is where he wants to lead every man into. Because in God there is room for every man. That's why it says that in my Father's house, everybody has a part in God. We have an abiding place in God. And if it was not so, he would have told you so. And he has come to gather us so that where he is, this is the highest realm, the right hand of the Father. What is the right hand of the Father? It's not a physical thing. It talks about the place of all power and all glory. You see the right hand? No, I don't know. If you are right-handed, you notice that your the right hand is more strong.
Yes.
That is more able than the left hand. Praise God. The right hand is a place of all power and all glory. It's a place of pleasures where you have the garden of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So he wants to gather us there. He says, if you abide in my word, and my word abide in you. If you abide in the vine, in the recognition, in the knowledge, in this great mystery that we speak, all things shall be possible. Hallelujah. All things are possible.
If you call on His name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I hope you don't mess me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. All things are possible with God, and God wants to bring us back to that realm where we can operate with all power, unfailing faith. God wants to lift out the morning star in you. Praise God. Because in you there's a personality that is without darkness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Job speaks about it. He brings an end to darkness.
Of course.
You know what the darkness is? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He brings an end to darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why the light is shining. The light is dispelling the darkness.
Hallelujah.
And what is the darkness? It's in our comprehension. Hallelujah. It is our comprehension. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's look it on fast to the book of Peter. Peter spoke about the day, sir. In 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to start from verse 16. Are we there, brethren?
Yes, sir.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we are eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we seek from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, praise God, when we were here in the Holy Mount. We have also a sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until what? The day dawn, and what? The day star arise where?
In
your hearts. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowing this, that prophecy of the scripture no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy came not in old time but by the will of man, but holy men of God spake and were moved by the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Amen.
Now I just wanted to pick out something, praise God, that as we take him to the prophecy. Now what is prophecy? What is this prophecy actually revealing? What is this light that is shining revealing today? It's unveiling a personality in you, praise God, that is what we call the day star. It has to dawn in you, praise God. Now, what is the day star? What is the day star? It's the sun. Hallelujah. Those of you, praise God. The sun is a star. You see the sun so big like that because it's the nearest star to the earth. When you have the morning star in the Bible, the morning star refers to the sun. The brighter the morning star, it refers to the sun. When Jesus Christ transfigured upon the mountain, how was his face like? How was his face? It was like the sun in his what? His strength. In his brightness. Hallelujah. Can you look at the sun? Long, the sun talks about a body of pure light. Hallelujah. An immaterial body, an immortal body, an incorruptible body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is a state of pure Christ consciousness that you attain to, that everything you begin to walk as God upon the earth.
Amen.
And God wants his children to return back to that state. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what the whole gospel is all about. Amen. To bring you back to you, because you are more than what you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now we have struggles as men, isn't it?
Yes.
At times things they get as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can just be calm enough.
Hallelujah.
To just listen to God. Because we are distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
We've seen many people, they come in here, they can't sit down, they can't listen. See it. When they sit down here, the telephone will ring. They go outside, talk to somebody in their country. They come back, they remember this problem of a child, this problem of a, you have to, you see, when you have problems in your life, your worrying will not solve them.
At all.
Praise God.
Ask
What will solve this problem that we have as men is how we can allow the Spirit of the Lord lead us back into our glory in Him. Are you listening? At times we think we can walk, do things, and roll up and down, try to do. You can't do anything. It doesn't mean you don't invite people to church. Praise God. It doesn't mean not to word of God once in a while. But what I'm trying to say is that the concentration should be of how we can sit down and hear this word of prophecy. And let this light lead us. Let it cause that star in us to what? To arise. Hallelujah. It's very, very important. Amen. It's very important we understand this. When Job is a parable of humanity in that problem. Have you seen some people that cry more than Job? You see some people, you go to them, there is lamentations from day to night, from morning to night, Praise God. So when they come, when you say come, oh God, you just prepare your mind. You're ready to hear woes, tales of woes. Amen. Look at what God has done to me. Look at this and that, And God is saying, can you just shut your bloody mouth and sit down? I can teach you some things. Oh, pastor, this problem, but this problem, they phone you and they tell you, they talk. If you want to talk to them, they will quote 10 scriptures before you go. But if you could just shut up for once and listen to your Father God,
amen.
The mountain in your life will skip.
Amen.
Praise God. That's all we need, to be still. He says, be still.
No, that is God.
Now, when you are still, it gives you the ability to receive from God.
Hallelujah.
And in that stillness, you can get once more aligned with the I Am. When it says I Am God, you know that I Am God. It means that you are aligned once more with Him. That everything that the Father has is yours.
Yes.
That you are in Him. You are an integral part of God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you are not still, how can you get to this revelation?
Yes.
You can't.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Amen. So it's very important. Job is an example of humanity in its problems.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And when I come out here to preach, at times we try to get down note, but it doesn't work. So I've learned, I just let me just talk as the Spirit leads me.
Amen.
Amen. So I can go to some places I didn't plan to, but anyhow, God will help us.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So Job came to the point where he met with God face to face. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that God spoke to Job out of what? A whirlwind. You know the whirlwind? We've seen visions here about whirlwind. Our sister, she came here the first day. The Lord showed a whirlwind, And when the Holy Ghost came down and day of baptism, he came with a whirlwind. And when God took Elisha up, it was a whirlwind. Now what is the whirlwind? What is the purpose of the whirlwind? What does the whirlwind do? Amen. The whirlwind normally does what? Lifts up. That is terrestrial. Lifts it up. That's what, at this end of a tornado, if a tornado passes here, it will lift this house up. See, I've seen videos where strong winds, whirlwinds, they lift up objects, cars, they take these objects up, And you see, when that whirlwind of God comes, it comes to lift you up from the earth and take you, to catch you up. Back into your place in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So when God speaks out of the whirlwind to Job, God was trying to bring salvation to Job. When God comes to speak, God does not come to judge. God does not come to destroy anybody. See, God is higher than that. You know, we men, what we appear, what to.
My judgment.
Sharp, sharp.
You remember what you did to me yesterday? God don't catch you. Amen. We are so filled with vengeance and with hate and with anger, but God is higher than that. You see, God has come. It's a very low thing to hate. It's a low thing to be judgmental, to seek to revenge. It's very low. Amen. And of course, you meet some people along the way, it's better you stay away from them. Hallelujah. Now, if you stay away from somebody, it does not mean that you are better than the person. Maybe you understand that for that point from now. Maybe better you stay away from that person so it doesn't bring you down. See, you have brethren like that. At times you see them going away and you tell them, let them go. Please go. God bless you. Whenever you come back. See, hallelujah.
Amen.
If they were among us, if If they are for us, with us, they would have a need.
Yes.
People say that they call this scripture. You know that?
Of course.
Hallelujah. Everybody call this scripture. Even when they do bad, not very least. They say, well, if they were among us, they would have remained.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you see, this Bible has been the most abused book. Hallelujah. Everybody, they quote scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I've met a woman with a bottle of whiskey in her hand. And when I tried to talk with her, before I could say one word, this lady quote from Genesis to Revelation. From
wow.
That kind of person, what you do is just to quietly leave. Don't bother yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So God speaks out of the whirlwind.
Yes.
And the purpose is to redeem man, not to destroy man. When God appears, God destroys that which destroys you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
God comes to put the serpent under his feet.
Yes.
All your carnality, all that which is flesh in you is what God destroys.
Yes.
See, that is what they call the parable of the wheat and the tares.
Yes.
And God puts some tares in the fire.
The shaft
and the, you don't know what the shaft is? It's the outer kanda. It's your flesh. That is the one that goes into the fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of course, you suffer hell when you align with the flesh.
Yes.
When you refuse to let go, you suffer loss. Praise God. But never one day think that God is coming here to destroy your spirit. Because your spirit is one with God.
Yes.
God is here to destroy that which destroys you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God speaks to Job, that is a voice of redemption.
Hallelujah.
And God asks Job a question. Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth?
Oh.
Where were you? That was the reason for that question.
Yes.
God asked Job, where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? Where were you when I laid the foundations? Hallelujah. When I laid the cornerstone, where were you? Where were you when the morning stars? Now, the morning stars. Where were you when the morning stars sang together for joy? And all the sons of God shouted for joy. Where were you? Now, you can see that God is speaking a mystery here. Because the morning stars have always been. The sons of God have always been. He asked Job a question, and if Job could answer that question, because he told Job to stand up as a man, stand up. If you think that you know so much and you're so righteous, stand up. Answer this mystery. It's a riddle, a puzzle. Answer this question, and if you can answer it, I will know that you are a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? When the morning, that is God, when God created the heavens and the earth, the sons of God were there.
Yes.
The morning stars were there. Together in one. When he says singing, they were singing. Morning stars, sons of God sing. You see, look at the song here. What you see in this outer world is the song. It's the creative power. Everything, when your eyes are open in the spirit, everything testifies of God and His glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you get into that realm, you only see God. Because besides God, there is nothing like Brother Collins. See, there is nothing like Elder Faido. All these things are just our own imagination. They will all dissolve. Hallelujah. There's a stone that is cut out without hands that is dissolving and destroying anything that is denies this reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that will form a rock that can never be moved for all eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Very, very important. So where were you, the morning stars? See, if Job could understand this mystery, his problems would have ended there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm lonely, I'm miserable. Why? Because we are lost in the maze of humanity.
Yes.
We walk in darkness. Hallelujah. But thank God. He said that He has come as the light of the world. And He has what? Given us power. Now He has given us the power. That means the ability.
Amen.
The possibility to return back to that state.
Hallelujah.
That state is speaking about sons of God.
Amen.
Morning stars.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Revelation says that to him that overcomes, will I give what? The morning star. What if it is giving you back your true identity? That is your reward. I am your exceeding great reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. You know when Abraham was going up and down looking for a son, looking for a child and crying and, you know, going here and there, God appeared to him and told him, I am your exceeding
great reward.
He didn't understand it that time. If he understood it,
you don't need to
just leave everything. God is your reward. That is your crown of glory. So him that overcomes will I give a new name. And what is that name?
Yes.
It's the name of the Father. That is the new name that Jesus himself inherited. Jesus Christ descended as a man. Jesus Christ also tested what it means to be a man called Jesus. He tested what it means to be separate from the Father. He tested the torments of life, limitations and all that. But thank God, he says that he overcame all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And inherited a new name. That is the name of the Father God. And that is your name. In the book of John, before the ascension, Jesus Christ said something. I go to my Father and your Father. My God and your God. Now, I go is an ascension. Back to that original state in God. And you are one with the Father God.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
This is what he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. It's your ascension back into God.
Yes.
Hope praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But somebody said, but that person that after all the sin he has done. Amen. After all the sinful life, there must be, you know, God is higher than that. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We are very judgmental as men, and we need temptation, don't we? Serious ones, eh? Serious trials. But you know, we are comforted in this revelation that we have. And it's like an anchor beyond the veil. The Bible spoke about an anchor beyond the veil. That's a veil over the nations, praise God. But we are anchored to a mystery that the ordinary man cannot see. That's why we walk in a way that men cannot walk. Hallelujah. That's why they see you and they wonder what gives you so much peace, so much joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because we have the anchor beyond the veil. Very, very important. Amen.
Amen.
So morning stars, sons of God, to him that overcomes, will I give the morning star, the day star. Hallelujah. Because you are stars of God. Amen. The Bible says, remember the Lord in the days of your youth, before the evil days come. When you shall say you have no pleasure, then he went on to say, before the stars are no more, before the clouds go away. Now, you see, when you look at those heavenly bodies, they are all parables of you.
Amen.
When you see a cloud coming to drop rain, who do you think the cloud is? You see, the body of, have you heard of the cloud of witnesses?
Yes.
When Jesus Christ went up to the mountain of transfiguration, what did they see around him? A cloud. Who was in that cloud?
Moses.
We saw Moses, but in that cloud is a composite body. Look at the cloud here. A multitude is a body. So praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you appear in a place, you water the place. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Whenever God appeared in the Old Testament, he appeared with the cloud by day or fire by night. They're all the same thing. It's a body of people. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But here is things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world, brethren. It's good to be attentive. Let's listen to what the Lord is saying in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Don't look at the book of Numbers. Numbers. You know the story of Balaam?
Yes.
Balaam saw the stars of God. Balaam was trying to curse God's people. And God opened his eyes to see the stars of God. Amen. Some of us worry too much when you hear somebody wants to curse you. Amen. Somebody wants to curse you, isn't it? And you're worried. Can they curse you?
No.
So why do you worry? Amen. Why do you worry? Why do you phone calls? Why are you listening to people who deceive you? They say somebody is doing something to you at home. Somebody buried something under the ground. You know what I'll tell them? Make you leave out there now. If you bury Amuko, leave out. And yes, someday I was in a sister's house some years ago, and she had all these juju things in the house. She opened her and gave me all those things, fetches, all these pots and all those things. And you think it's only Nigeria that do juju? This was not a Nigerian woman. And then very, you know, a very pretty woman, very fine woman. I was wondering, so you fine woman, I think they do juju. Amen. And she had all those things in her house there and all that kind of stuff, and she gave it to me, and I took it in my hands, put inside $1 to go and throw it. People, they were like, hey, don't they fear? I said, fear what? Ordinary objects, elements of this world. Don't you know that you are in the seat of the Creator?
Hallelujah.
Not the creature. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing can cost you.
At all.
Amen.
Cause
flesh and not stand. See, Balaam told me, how can I curse what God
has blessed?
Has blessed.
I am blessed.
You are blessed forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just recognize the mystery of the Christ in you. Walk in that revelation.
Amen.
Nothing, no standard of nothing can be raised up against you.
Amen.
The arrows will fly by day. The pestilence will come by night. It will not come near this tabernacle. Hallelujah. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling. You dwell in the Lord. You make God your habitation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No evil shall befall you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So Balaam tried. And when Balaam opened his eyes, let's see what Balaam says here. Numbers chapter 24. I'm going to start from verse 1, because of time I can't read all these things, but just read some specific places. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as at other times to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness, and Balaam lifted up his eyes and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, thy tabernacles, O Israel.
Amen.
As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as trees of, you know, aloes, which the Lord has planted, and as cedars beside the waters. He shall pour water out of the bucket, and his seed shall be what? In many waters, and his king shall be higher than Adam. Now let's pause here. Now you see, the other day we were praying for somebody here, and the Lord showed the same bucket of water. Remember, the bucket of water, I won't mention, the Lord showed the same bucket of water, and you know this is a bucket. This is your bucket. God is saying that the anointing and the fullness of God in you will so overflow that you are going to point out, you are going to use it to point out on all nations to bless them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You can see here the same gardens of God, the plantings of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who are the plantings of God? Who are the gardens of God? Look at them. These are the trees of God.
Amen.
The trees of righteousness that are planted by the
rivers of water.
Where's the first mention in the Bible, the rivers? Where?
Genesis 1.
The first chapter of Genesis in the Garden of Eden. I've always told you that this is your Garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you go back inside, you will discover a garden that has been hidden from you. You've been going out looking for something to console us, but we didn't know that all along there is a garden within us. A garden has been sealed due to what? Ignorance. But thank God, God is revealing to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A garden, hallelujah, revealing the life, the vitality of God, the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now let's go further. Let's go to the hit the point. All I want is beating around the bush. Verse 17. Can you read?
Yes, sir.
Number 24, verse 17. I shall see him, but not what?
Now.
I shall behold him, but not now. Thou shalt what?
Come a star
out of Jacob. And a scepter shall arise out of Israel. And shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of what? Of Shem. And Edom shall be a possession. Seer. Possession of false enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's stop here. You can go on and on and on. But I just want us to understand what the Lord is saying here. He says, out of Jacob shall come from what? A star. A super star. Out of Jacob shall come from a star and a scepter out of Israel. You know, when you look at the stars in the heavens, it's good that you should always be, you know, kind of focused. Have time to meditate. When you go out in the night, like I was out there in the morning and I look up in the sky and I was seeing the stars. Amen. My mind went to the voice of, you know, Julius Caesar. Years ago, he says, I'm as constant as the. To those of you who know literature here, I'm as constant as what?
As the northern star.
As the northern star. That was a very proud, you know, strong Caesar, king of Rome in those days.
Yes.
He says, I am as constant as what? A northern star. Because he should see that they are constant. People come and people go. Things change here and there, isn't it?
Yes.
Even our behavior patterns change.
Of course.
See, one moment we are like this, and that will change.
Steady.
Amen. Someone is hugging you today and blessing you today. Next moment, you don't know what to be doing to you.
Of course.
Amen. I've already experienced some of it this week. Amen. Somebody was blessing me years ago, blessing me for many years. Somebody is like cursing me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. But the stars don't change. Do they?
No.
They don't change. It speaks about something that is not governed by time and space. Anything that is in time changes.
Yes.
Anything that is in this material world changes.
Of course.
But God is elevating us to a realm.
Hallelujah.
He said that what? Heaven is my throne. Heaven is my throne. And he said, upon that throne, you can see stars sitting. They are seated in heavenly places. You know what Paul wrote that scripture? He said that God has raised us to sit with him in what?
In heavenly places.
Those are the stars. That's you. Hallelujah. The scepter. The star, the scepter. When you talk of the scepter, it speaks of the rod of what? Authority. When a king sits down, he has what? His rod of authority. The scepter in his hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, out of Jacob shall rise forth a star, and out of Israel a scepter. He talks about all dominion. All, you see, Balaam was seeing you. He was seeing the morning star arising out of you.
Amen.
God had opened his eyes to see a mystery that they couldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But today we are understanding the mystery.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful? The Bible says that he raised the poor
out of the
dunghill and caused them to sit on the throne. He's raising us to be out of the dunghill, out of shit.
Amen.
The dunghill is shit. You want to speak in the plain language, it means shit. Amen. Because when we walk in carnality, in our human state, humanity, we're like in the dirt, in a mess. But Bible says that He's raising us.
Amen.
And He has washed us with the water of His word.
Amen.
And He has caused us to sit what with Him in heavenly places.
Amen.
You must believe this word, honey, because it has already been done. Honey, nothing is hindering you. What did John the Apostle saw in New Jerusalem? The Bible says that he saw the gates were what? Open. Everything is free entrance right now. All a man needs to do is to believe, to know. Hallelujah. Anything prophecy that will tell you tomorrow is the lie of the devil. Now, when you read books and they say something's going to happen in Israel, something's going to happen in Europe, something's going to happen in futures, don't, all those are lies. Now is the
hour.
You can reign. You can make all things new. I make all things new. You can have everything new in your life. See, if you've had a problem in your marital life, see, if you had a problem in your love life, see, if you have a problem in any aspect in your finances, amen. If you've been a drunkard and you've lost so many opportunities, you've misbehaved, the time has come. You can turn it around.
Hallelujah.
You can put on, the power is with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't need to be angry and bitter and start blaming anybody anymore. You can turn it around right now. I make all things new. You can do it right now.
Amen.
Allow
in the name of Jesus. Yes.
And allow the word of the prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Lead you out. Let that star come out of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that to people that has the spirit, that talk to the book of Revelation.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 2. Are we there?
Yes,
from verse 25. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I what? Give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with what?
Rod of iron.
That rod of iron is what? Is your scepter.
Yes.
Your scepter. Your rod of authority. Amen. As the vessels of butter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received
of the Father.
Of my Father. Amen.
Amen.
And I will give him what?
Power. A morning star.
I will give him what?
A morning star.
There. I will give him the morning
star.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Who are that here?
Let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
So you can see, you can receive this thing only by hearing.
Amen.
If you hear it and understand it, it is yours.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why it says, Israel, mind how you
hear.
He didn't say mind how they do religion.
No.
How would they pray this way or pray that way or they shout that way? Or how would they repeat? He said mind how you
hear.
We have to change our mode of Christianity.
Yeah.
Some people, unless they see you, make a cry. Jesus Christ didn't come here to give you the spirit for that. He gave you the spirit to teach you the deep things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deep thing, he will teach you, the spirit of God will teach you what deep things, and he will give you a new language.
Hallelujah.
Which is the language of the spirit. That's a new tongue. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. See, this is with this new language, you enter into a new age. Hallelujah. To him that overcomes, let him the scepter, the rod of authority, the iron rod, and what? The morning star. Balaam had seen this thing when? Thousands of years before the appearing of Jesus. You can see that the word of God is one. A star shall come out of Jacob. Look at the stars, the morning stars. Is the Christ in you? Is the unveiling of the light creature in you? I said that you are the light of the world.
You are
that city set upon the hill. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible is so wonderful. Jesus Christ in the book, in the last chapter of Revelation, said that I am the bright and the morning star. So someone was asking, well, Jesus Christ says he is the bright and the morning star. So how can, but you are not understanding that he is you.
Hallelujah.
You don't understand that we are one. Our brother here spoke about the vine and the branches. You cannot take a branch and say that the branch. If you see the branch, you are seeing the vine.
Yes.
If you see the vine, you are seeing one body. And that's how we are to each other. We are actually one spirit.
Amen.
And that spirit is the spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are one spirit. No matter how we think, no matter how we feel, no matter how much we quarrel with each other, no matter how we disagree with each other, it can't change. You can't do nothing about it. Amen. You can't do nothing about it. We are one in God. If you like, ask me to tomorrow. If you like, abuse me. We are
one.
You can't do nothing about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're really good for God. The Bible in the book of Psalms speaks about the stars of God praising God. Praise God, oh you in the heights. Praise God, oh you stars of God. Hallelujah. You can walk out of here knowing that you are a star.
Of course.
You can become me. Nobody says shine, Bobo. Shine, Bobo. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can walk out of here shining. Praise God. And people will see the glory in you and they'll be attracted in you. The joy, the peace, the prosperity, the stability. How that, you know, everything is all just working out for your good all the time.
Amen.
Because you are walking in history. All you need to do is to believe.
Amen.
To him that believes,
all things
are possible.
Oh, yes.
Believe and be saved.
Amen.
Believe the gospel. Because this is the good news.
Yes.
Believe the gospel. This is the good news the Father has announced you today.
Yes.
The Christ in you. Hallelujah.
Praise
you are
God.
Much more than what you ever thought you were.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing, brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You know, I'm not going to go too more than this today because I have some occasion to attend and we have a meeting. Praise God. So I just believe that this is enough food for the week, brethren. So let's go and meditate on this. Let's have some prayers now. Can you come, let me please? Have some prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God
is helping us. I just believe that these are the foundational members of the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are now going to go into another phase very soon. Amen. And God has already laid the elders. We've seen the elders already there. Amen. And yes, the elders are here. I can see the major ones are here. So I feel that with time, when we move to the new place, then we are now going to see more wahala. Amen.
Amen.
But Father, we thank you.
Thank
you for your word.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you for this sure word of prophecy that is causing the star to dawn in the hearts of the people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The morning stars, the sons of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who sit on the throne of God. He said that to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne, to restore to them the all power and all dominion. Father, we thank you for this thing that you've given to us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the redemptive power that is in the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation that you have poured out on your people. That your people are speaking one language, honoring your name, glorifying your name. Our God is unto you and not unto man. Thank you, Father, for this great work that you are doing in our life. Hallelujah. Your hand be upon those who are weak, those who are sickly, those who have any kind of problem in the flesh. Let your spirit look down from heaven.
Amen.
And shower your favor upon them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Let the people prosper in every aspect of their life. Hallelujah. In their finances. Hallelujah. In their relationships, in their health, and cause them to grow ever into this knowledge that surpasses all knowledge.
Amen.
Into this love that cannot be, you know, expressed with words. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
because it is done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you because yokes are broken. Eyes are open.
Amen.
The naked are being clothed.
Yes.
The hungry are being fed.
Mm-hmm.
And people are entering into that thing that you have proposed for them. From the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord revealed to me before, I'll tell you what he has revealed before we started this prayer and what he was present. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The first was we are doing praise and worship. Even before I came to the pulpit, he showed me a tent. You know, if you are building a tent, first you put the pillars, you know, the pillars that come first, so that the tent will be stronger. You know, you put the nail and dip it on the ground. So this tent, there are many in a big field.
Hallelujah.
You know, with different tents. That was what the Lord revealed to me. So that was the first part before we started. Then right at present, I saw on a rock, you know, on the rock, in that rock, you know, there's some crooked part in the opening way of the rock. You know, it's not all that is smooth. But from the bottom, I saw a veil. The veil looks like a white veil, like a bridal veil. At the same moment, I saw the rock change to a big, the root of a tree. Mighty, you know, big, really big. That was what the Lord showed me right now. You know, I can see the root of the, from that rock becoming a tree, a mansion, a big root of the tree, then it goes up. And that was what the Lord revealed to me right now. Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Look at the tent of Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the tents of what?
Israel.
Of Israel. Praise God.
Jesus.
And we thank God because
thank
we are that we are those trees planted by the stream. Planted, rooted in God.
Amen.
See, when I came out, I never showed out what I'm going to share.
Amen. Amen.
But the word of God is one, sir.
Amen. Amen.